funny bits and pieces.
Yeah. We're going to talk about 50 Shades of Grey, like the big line coming out.
Yes, the movie's coming out on Valentine's Day. So
February 14th, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
You want to be spicing up your life?
That's the
toy
for you.
All right. So why don't you tell me a little bit like about your most popular ones?
Sure. Well, the WeVibe 4 Plus is one of our most popular toys. It's the world's first couples vibrator.
And this one is.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So, meaning that they were the first ones to incorporate sex with the toy.
Okay.
So, this part is the G-spot part. This is the clitoris part. So, I call it like the Pac-Man to the vagina. And once you
like
put that in.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like Pac-Man. Nom, 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 nom. So, once you put it in, this part hits the G-spot. This hits the clitoris. You can also use it a few different ways. You can put that on your throat.
Okay.
Makes your mouth a vibrator during oral sex.
Okay.
You can use it to stroke him. And you can use it for prostate stimulation on him as well.
Why would we want prostate stimulation?
Prostate stimulation is the biggest and best orgasm a male can have. It also decreases your risk of prostate cancer by 50%. So men, definitely do some booty exploration. It's worth it. Definitely is.
It sounds awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Wouldn't you say it's great for foreplay though?
I love it for foreplay.
Yep.
I mean, you can use it during intercourse, but foreplay, you can, medical grade silicone, it's safe to keep in all day long. You have a remote with a 25 foot range to it.
Rechargeable.
You can have a nice Valentine's Day date.
Yep.
You can manipulate.
Completely submersible in water, so you can use it in jacuzzi, hot tub, shower, everything.
Oh, that's very important.
Exactly, dirty water. And then you can also use it for masturbatory purposes too.
Okay.
So you don't have to have a man or whatever to use it.
You don't need a man.
You don't need a man. You can just put it in. You have the remote control, and you control the vibration, hands-free stimulation. It's amazing. It really is.
That
amazing.
Sounds like the ultimate Valentine's Day gift.
It is. It really is. And not only that, but because it's rechargeable and it's medical grade silicone, it's hypoallergenic.
Very smooth.
Very smooth, seamless.
Yeah.
It goes in this nice little discreet charger, and you just plug it in
back here. It's like charging your iPhone.
Exactly. It looks like a little air freshener you can put on your nightstand. And you know
I don't think most people would even know that was done.
Nobody would have any idea.
Always looking for kid-friendly toys.
Exactly.
You can keep them out.
You can hide them.
Hey, Tina, I think you'd like them.
Anything that's usually a luxury line toy is also covered under a one-year warranty with WeVibe. So if anything happens to it, they'll replace it free of charge, which is excellent, you know?
Okay.
If you are spending the money on a toy, you want that warranty. You want to make sure that they'll replace it for you.
I love that. And what? How much would that cost?
That's $180 for the WeVibe 4 Plus. Now, there's the WeVibe 4 as well. The difference between this and the WeVibe 4 is this also can give you controls from an app on your phone. So once you pair them together, you can literally send it, say you're in a long distance relationship, you can send it to your significant other.
And I'm a huge fan of this new phone app.
Yeah.
Through the phone app, you can actually independently control the two different motors and change the intensity of the frequency. Not only that, it gets better. You can create an actual playlist.
Yes.
You can go through all of your different wave patterns and vibe patterns, and you can sync them for however long at whatever intensity and create your own playlist.
You can create your own pattern, you know?
Ladies and gentlemen, for $180, it's a very, very low investment. It's got silicone, so it doesn't get bacteria.
Yes, non-porous.
Like,
yeah, it's awesome.
If you're going and buying a $50 vibrator, you're not in luck. You're not in luck.
No, it's a good
You're
toy.
Not amazing.
So come be amazing. WeVibe also makes this little toy right here, and this is called the Tango.
Okay.
And the Tango is,
Tango. I'm holding up to the camera.
Yep.
It's only 3 inches, not like your maximum five.
So guys don't have to be intimidated by that either. It's just an ABS plastic type vibrator, but it's completely rechargeable as well. Has a whole bunch of different patterns and functions.
Yep.
And it comes with two attachments as well.
Okay.
So you have this attachment here, and this will fit right in there.
It's like a G-spot.
It's a G-spot stimulator. Has that nice bulbous tip. It'll hit perfectly. medical grade silicone again.
I mean, we all want our deep spot tapped, right?
Right. It's not a myth. It really is for real.
It's the number one thing any woman can
actually
do.
Actually, we were talking about this earlier, like stimulation. What were you saying about guys going boom?
Guys
boom,
always do this. It's, you know, it's like harder and faster, and that's what really matters.
It's like a bad
that is false. Yeah, that is false. We don't like that.
Do the right one.
Come hither. Come hither motion is what guys need to do to hit that G spot. So definitely do that. No more of this, guys. No more. Cut
it
out.
Like, it's like high school.
Yeah,
when you're
exactly
in your 30s, you gotta learn.
Right. And some women won't tell you the truth. I will tell you the
truth. I'll tell you the truth.
That
I think Joanne will be telling you.
Joanne will tell you the truth. So don't do it.
No.
And if just so you know, you can also look. I tell people all the time, if you don't know what you're looking for as far as G-spot goes, look for that spongy walnut type of consistency. That's what I tell people all the time. That's usually the shape and what you'll feel. It's like a spongy walnut.
You need to go see Sarah over at Amazing Joanne in the Peabody location.
Peabody
correct?
Location,
you
yeah.
You see these girls.
We'll tell you. We'll drop.
I'm not shy.
There's no
we're not shy.
Not yeah. shy.
We'll drop the knowledge for you.
Okay.
But this also has another attachment that Joanne's holding right there.
Oh.
And that's called the dusk attachment.
Okay.
And that slips right on there as well.
Yep.
And that's for anal exploration. So you don't have to be a woman to use it. You can also be a man. And that will hit the prostate perfectly. Again, the medical grade silicone, great vibration.
The LGBT community.
Yes, yes.
Love.
It's a huge choice.
It's
absolutely
nice and smooth.
Yep, non-porous. It's great.
And how would they clean this? I don't want them using Clorox.
No, definitely don't use any soap and water. Use a toy cleaner specifically formulated for those types of toys. Not only will it help the longevity of the toy, but it also helps you make sure you don't get a yeast infection or any kind of bacteria.
It's worth the investment.
It is.
I mean, we have one that just wipes right off.
Yep, you don't have to
spray
wash it.
Spray yourself down, wipe it off, you're good.
Yep.
Wipey, wipey.
Exactly. Sometimes you get so tired you don't want to take a shower right after. You just want to pass out. Just spray yourself down.
That's just a kill bus right there.
Actually, that's a great idea.
Do a little Mr. Miyagi, wipe on, wipe off.
Mr.
You're good.
Miyagi.
You're good. Yeah,
like
exactly.
Chris Brown says in that song. Now, you guys are telling me, us ladies have been talking all night.
Yes.
And we were talking about, because of 50 Shades, what was the most popular toy that women were coming in and requesting?
Benoit balls. Benoit balls.
Big.
Or orgasm balls, Kegel balls, whatever you want to call them. They were one of the best toys.
Nobody's using Kegels for that guy,
right,
by the way.
Okay. So Kegel balls are great for not only building up your muscles inside if you've had natural childbirth.
Yeah, they are. If you have them, you want them to go
it's off shape.
They're on
like
a nice
tampon.
Little retrieval string, exactly. That's silicone coated, so you don't have to worry about any kind of bacteria. You want to make sure if you're ever getting Kegel balls that you don't get anything with a nylon string because that will harbor the bacteria and you can't use that more than
once. Yeah, you don't want to use infections.
Right,
ladies.
So get a
you
coating.
You want to get this one from Amazing.
Yep, get a coating over it, a nice silicone.
Right.
And, you know, when you're putting that in, you're holding them in. You can go and do your laundry, go to the grocery store, and hold them in.
Be careful with that one.
Well, be careful.
I feel like the Kardashian girls would like this a lot.
Yeah.
They talk about Kegel, especially Khloe.
It's good to do. I mean, not only does it help to intense your orgasm when you're strengthening your Kegel muscles, but it's good if you have any kind of, like, you're one of those chicks that laugh and pees at the same time. You know, it helps to build.
But now say that for people who've never used these before, are they going to get stuck?
No. No, they will always come back out. The vagina is not a never-ending, you know, orifice. It will come back out.
Okay.
You just want to relax your muscles and let them drop. You know, if it doesn't have a retrieval string, if you're just using the balls without the string, you can do that.
You need this one from Amazing.
Yes.
I will say, they do come right out.
Correct. So you can use them without that if you want. Or you can change the weights.
I think Khloe used those in an episode of Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah. You can change the weights, too. Some of them come with dual weights. So that you start with the heavier one, you go to the lighter one, so you're building up the muscle.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
a great
toy.
So this is the 50 Shades of Grey most popular toy,
because of the book, yep.
All right, so if you were a beginner to all the sex toys, what would you guys suggest to use?
You can do something like this, which is the silk ties. And that's a really fun way to get restrained.
I can do it.
Tie Sarah up. It's a really fun way
although
to get
restrained. Although you're not tall, dark, and handsome, but you're tall.
Tall, dark, and beautiful girl. And then
is.
You just tie it up, and it's not hurting you, you know, and it's not
very
difficult.
Yeah, what is going to happen? I can, I can break them open.
You can break them open and you can get out of it. So if you feel a little unsafe. Right. But I always do recommend if you're exploring any kind of bondage, softcore, hardcore, you have to trust the partner that you are with. The biggest thing is trust.
Exactly. Oh, a safe word,
Safe words are important, absolutely, you know. So that's a good starter toy. You know, you can do the small little anal plug is a good starter toy. And that could be used on both men and women.
What about the
cock rings are awesome. So that's
better than any of the cock rings I brought on my show.
Yes. So it's also medical grade silicone, which
is
great. Has the removable bullet that you can use for just clitoral stimulation if you'd like.
I can't get it out. I'd be worse. Oh, I got it.
That's what she said. and you can also
use it. You're a slut, Sarah. You're a slut. I love it.
You can also use it if you don't want the clitoral part. You can turn it upside down. And you can put it against the testicular region so that he has testicular vibration.
I think
some guys like that.
I think a lot of guys would like that.
Yeah.
Very stretchy.
Very stretchy.
Very accommodating.
Oh, like I said, if they had a Lincoln log, can they fit it in there?
It'll fit in. I think that would fit around your hand, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe not, but.
The flat side, too, is comfortable.
Yes. Okay. Yep.
So it's very smooth, Thomas.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to worry about it getting stuck or, you know, anything like that. I do tell people, though, when men are wearing cock rings, definitely trim. Do some little manscaping.
Oh, my God. I've never run into that problem, but imagine.
Yeah, because once you pull that cock ring off, you tend to pull some hairs with it, and that can hurt.
Not the area.
So do some manscaping,
man. Start manscaping or get it lasered.
No one likes hair in their food. So
it's not,
definitely.
It's not the 70s. We don't,
you don't like
that, bro.
Yeah, no, we're good. We're good. So, we also have.
I never thought of that.
They also have vibrators.
Okay. So there's a very popular vibrator.
Yep, the Charlie Tango.
Okay.
Super powerful. Different vibrations, pulsates, escalates.
It really gets going.
Yeah. So you can use it as a clitoral vibe. You can use it for insertion, anal, whatever you want to do. Don't leave that in anal. You want to definitely have your hand on the bottom of it. But you can use it all different
expert,
ways.
That's done.
I'm just a sex expert.
It's strong.
Look at it. Actually, show our fellas how it jumps.
That's power.
It's a great toy. It's not, you know, very expensive either. Has a nice push-button bottom, so you don't have to worry about turning a dial or anything like that. And it has what they call a velvet coat on it, so
it's
very smooth.
It's very silky smooth,
yes.
Boys.
Yep.
Another good Valentine's Day present.
Exactly. It's a gift-giving guide.
All right, so we have to wrap it up soon.
Sure.
But if you are into spanking, we have a couple of spanking items.
We have the paddle, which is just a soft and a hard side, so you can tease.
Okay. Yep. And a hard.
Yep. And then you have your figure eight.
Now tell them about
flogger.
This.
This is a flogger. And this is the one you're going to do like a figure eight rotation on like this. You're not whipping somebody like this. You're doing a teasing sensation like that.
I'm not doing it. Like that? Like our background music?
And then we have your little feather tickler, so you can just tease with this one. It's more a teasing sensation. But yeah, so I mean, we have some great toys, hog ties and,
hog ties,
you know, spreader bars and that kind of thing. So there's always ways to incorporate
this. Scandal collection over at Amazing.
Yeah.
It's got pretty little designs.
The Scandal line, yep. So we have the official 50 Shades line approved by E.L. James. We have the Scandal line, and we always have more fetish stuff that you can come in and take
gotta
a look around.
Fetishes.
Yeah.
Now, how can they get in touch with you?
Don't be shy.
Come see my girls, Sarah and Joanne.
Absolutely.
Now, how can they get in touch with you?
They can come into our PPD location, which is 82 Newberry Street, Route 1, and Amazing Intimate Essentials.
Very exclusive.
Yeah.
PPD.
Yeah. We have tons of locations throughout Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts. So anywhere they go, they can probably find a store. They can check us out online at amazing.net. And, you know, we have a very knowledgeable staff. I do recommend if you do come in to come in on a Wednesday, sign up for our A-List rewards card. You get 20% off your purchase on Wednesday. So that is the day to shop. Hump Day is the day to shop.
Hump Day is coming. Come see my girls on Hump Day.
Exactly.
If you can't get in touch with them, make sure you go to Twitter at the SAC app. We're not going to be here next week. I have a good show for you, though, a preview, and it's my birthday. And
happy birthday.
Who's my guest that I want to get on so bad, guys?
Chris Lee, right?
Todd Chris Lee? Do you think you should come on the show?
I think so.
Maybe you should buy Julie some of these.
If not, we'll spank him.
You get him on the show.
You deserve a spanking, Todd. from not Essa. You're married. All right. Well, we'll be back in a couple weeks. I am so excited. These are like one of my favorite guests.
Oh, good.
I'm gonna have them back probably very soon because we have some more things to explore.
Absolutely.
So thank you for joining me tonight.
There's always tons more.
Make sure you download your SAC app. Make sure it's like your black book of who you're hooking up with. There's a little spanking action missionary. iTunes and Google. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.